Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
I had to start over from square one, and I think that the lesson that you learned from that is that you just can't give up.
Best ever listeners, I want to mention Lima One Capital, and I found out about them through a guest that I was interviewing on the show, and he mentioned how he was scaling his business. He was actually buying 10 single family homes within 1 year, and I asked him, how were you able to buy 10 single family homes and how were you financing that? And he's like, oh, well, I just use an asset-based lender. I was like, who is that? And he told me it's Lima One Capital. I reached out to them afterwards, got to know them, and they are the sponsor of today's episode because they've got some unique lending programs. One of them's called Rental 30, where, as I mentioned, they're an asset-based lender. So they're lending based on the property's appraised value, as well as they look at the down payment that you're bringing to the table and the cash reserves. They'll lend up to 75% loan to value. And this is huge. This is huge because typically, as a single family investor, your lending strength is based on your personal income, as well as how many properties you have, how many loans you have out. There's no restrictions on portfolio size with their Rental 30 program. Go to limaonecapital.com/best ever. Sign up. Learn more about the program. That's limaonecapital.com/best ever. They also have a program for fix and flippers. Even if you haven't done a fix and flip, they'll still lend to you. They've been in the business since 2010. So they've been around the block. They know their underwriting guidelines. They're not loosey-goosey, but they do have a very specific criteria that helps beginning fix and flippers get their fix and flip projects done, as well as experienced fix and flippers. They reward you as an experienced fix and flipper, and you actually get a lower interest rate and lower origination fee. Again, go to limaonecapital.com/best ever. And some legal stuff I have to say, it is Lima One Capital LLC, and the NMLS ID number is 1324403, and their address is 201 East McBee Avenue, Suite 300, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Again, limaonecapital.com/best ever. If you're looking for a fix and flip loan, or if you're looking for a buy and hold investment property and you're trying to finance it and you want it to be asset based, LimaOneCapital.com/best ever. Best ever listeners, I hope you're having a best ever weekend. Happy Saturday. And because it's Saturday, we're doing a special segment. You know what it is. It's Situation Saturday, where we put our guests in a sticky situation and they tell us about how they overcame it. So really, they are telling us a story of a personal firsthand experience that you might come across. And if you do, then you're going to remember this episode. You're going to be like, I remember how to handle this because I listened to it on the Best Ever Show. So without further ado, how you doing, Joe Bodek?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, I'm doing really well. And thank you again for joining us. If you recognize Joe Bodek's name, well, that's because you're a loyal Best Ever listener. So bravo to you for that. He was interviewed on episode 303. It was titled How to Become a Master Marketer in Creative Real Estate Investing. He's a third generation real estate entrepreneur, was born and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He has run 7 apartment communities, over 300 units, developed land, built single family homes. He's a guitar player and played with local groups. He focuses on lease options right now, and you can say hi to him at realestatementoringusa.com. With that being said, Joe, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then you can just talk about your sticky situation.
Well, as you said, I'm third generation. I've been in the business for a long time. Started back in 1971. I actually went to work for my dad, who was a major builder. He was one of the biggest builders in the country. So my story is not one of those stories where you hear that the individual was working in a cubicle and hated his job, hated his boss, and you know, found real estate and everything was hunky-dory after that. I was birthed into real estate. I was born into it. So I was in traditional real estate for a number of years working for my dad. As you said, I ran 7 apartment complexes for him, built homes. He was my first mentor. Worked with him until he decided to retire and head on down to Florida, got himself a place on Fisher Island down there, and sold everything, and time for me to go my own way, which I did. And went into creative real estate and did work with lease options, traditional wholesaling. And then along the way, you know, a lot of people were asking me how to, you know, teach them how to do lease options. And I found out I was pretty good at doing that. And that's when my mentoring program began a number of years ago. And that's where I'm at today.
For today's purpose, we're going to talk about your sticky situation. And there's a point where you went broke.
Yeah, which is not unusual for those of us out there with our own businesses. Sometimes we do stupid things, and I'm a victim of that myself. This was unrelated to real estate. Put some money in some things, listened to some people that I shouldn't have, and it had a bad result. Basically, I had to get started over again, and I was pretty broke. Had to start from scratch again, and you know, it's kind of hard when you know, you've been out there, you've made a bunch of money, you know, you've sort of been to the mountaintop, and then here you are and you got to start all over again. I would rather have been, you know, broke and never have made a lot of money, because it's easier that way. But had to start over again, and at this particular time, I had been in doing lease options before my mentoring program. This is when I was just doing deals myself. And had to start over from square one. And I think that the lesson that you learned from that is that you just can't give up. One of the things that I get asked, for example, all the time from students is, you know, how much money are they going to need and how long is this going to take? And those are two, to me, defeatist questions. Because in today's world, unlike when I started back in, you know, the early 90s when I originally started, with the internet, I mean, you know, you can do stuff today for virtually free and start your business, which is what I did. I restarted my business on the internet, basically, you know, searching for, what do you call it, motivated sellers and working with realtors and wholesalers and things of that nature. And it was all for free. It took a lot of time and it took a while to get done. But you don't need a lot of money. So for people out there that are, you know, I work with a lot of people 9-to-5 jobs and don't have a lot of money, and they're always asking me, well, you know, don't you need a lot of money to do this? Well, I restarted with $800. That's all that I had, was $800. And I had to restart with just that.
Well, and I want to dig in there because, you know, I think it's really important and can be inspiring for listeners. When you said you put money in things that you shouldn't have, what specifically did you put money in that you shouldn't have?
I just want to remain nameless, but I went into a business with some associates that I thought knew what they were doing, and they didn't. It was unrelated to real estate, and it just failed. There was a lot of money in there. And so when I wound up restarting, all I had in cash was $800 because I had, you know, committed. And it was just a mistake on my part. But the important thing is that that was all I had to eat and everything else. So I just had to hunker down. And with the use of the internet, I was able to get up and running again. And in a relatively short period of time, a couple of months. I mean, that was all it was, to get some more deals together and get enough to get back on my feet. So it wasn't like I was broke forever. But what you have out there today, if you want to get into the real estate business, you do not need, if anybody tells you you need a lot of money, you don't.
Yeah. Okay.
You just don't.
Well, I want to continue to talk a little bit about the scenario of whenever it didn't go right. Then we can talk about, you know, how you came back from it. But it's important for, you know, just to like focus on that for a little bit, just because I think there's a lot of lessons that we can uncover for the listeners. So it sounds like you went all in on this business venture not related to real estate. What had you accumulated up until that point?
What, in terms of dollars?
Well, however you want to quantify it, like properties or...
You know, I was in, you know, mid upper six figures, you know, without a problem. I'm making good money. And I put multiple six figures into what we were doing, which was... I don't want to mention any names, okay?
Yeah, you don't have to mention names. Just, you know, just the actual activity would be helpful.
It was trading. That's the closest I can get for you, okay? Trading in the markets. Okay. And I'm legal. It's all legal. Nothing illegal here. But I don't mention any names. I don't want to get in trouble with anybody or get sued or something. But which I thought I had, you know, done some homework on, and I didn't. And I was with some people that I thought knew what they were doing, but they didn't. And looked like a good opportunity, but at any rate, it didn't work out, and I went all in. It wasn't the brightest thing I ever did in my life, but you know, sometimes you do stuff that's not real bright. The one thing that I knew, if anything did happen, you know, there's one thing about real estate that you have to understand out there, is that it works all the time. I get people that, you know, that ask me, "Was all this work?" You know, there's three things in life that you need. You need food, shelter, and clothing. And if you don't have shelter, you got a problem. So that was one thing that my father always, you know, I asked him one time why he went, you know, why real estate? Because he actually wanted to be a writer. And I asked him, why don't you go be a writer? He said, well, when the family started coming along, I'm one of six kids. So it was a bunch of us. He said, well, you know, had to make a living. My grandfather was in the building business. So he had a little bit of a head start there. He just said, look, you know, people have to have a place to live. So, real estate always works. It could never, you know, not work. It's just you have to work it and you have to be smart about what you're doing.
And when you look at an opportunity now, knowing, you know, what you experienced back then, and what year was this, by the way?
Oh, my God. This was a long time ago. This was back in the early 90s.
Okay, early 90s.
Yeah.
When you looked at that opportunity, and then you decided to go all in, and then fast forward to today, if you're presented a similar opportunity, what are the different questions or thoughts that come to your head now, knowing what you know from your previous experience?
Well, the first thought is I don't put, you know, my future in anybody else's hands, even if I think I know what I'm doing. I don't do that ever again. I had done some homework on it, and I thought that I had, you know, had a good grasp of it, but I wasn't a trader, okay? When you're doing trading, you know, it's an art. It's really an art form when you're working with options and things of that nature. And it's really, you got to know what you're doing. So I don't put my future in anybody else's hands. And I don't go into things that I don't, you know, I stay pretty much into real estate now. I stay in what I know, you know, what I'm doing. And that's really what I learned from it. I don't, you know, if something looks really good and you do some homework, you think you know what you're doing, does not necessitate that you do know what you're doing.
One more question about this.
Sure.
When you reached a point of realization that it was now $800 from the upper six figures that you had, what was your mindset like?
You would think that I would have been sort of devastated, but I wasn't, because I had already, prior to this, you know, worked in real estate. I understood real estate. And I knew that I could make a comeback, particularly in creative real estate, because I didn't have to worry about banks. I didn't have to worry about credit. I didn't have to worry about cash. All I had to worry about was my want to, you know, did I want to get back on a horse again? It was there for the taking. So I didn't have a big problem with my mindset. And I knew it wasn't going to take that long. Okay. I mean, it took me a couple of months to start making enough money to, you know, get back on my feet. But like I say, you know, when you're dealing in creative real estate, there's always people out there that need your service. There's always people that need help moving a home that they can't do conventionally. And as long as you're, you know, doing it properly and everybody gets to win, the owner, the seller, the buyer, everybody, then, you know, you don't have a problem. So my mindset was good. It's just, was how long was it going to take? And how long was I going to have to go through this nonsense? That was really all I was thinking about.
So you got $800. What are your first couple steps?
The first step was I went immediately onto the internet. Now, I generally would get my leads from the multiple listing service. The best leads that I ever got, and still to this day get for lease options, come from the expired listings on the MLS. But I didn't have the money to do the mailings, so I couldn't get back onto the MLS right away. So what I did at that point was I started contacting realtors to, you know, let them know what I did, that I work with lease options, and that if they ever ran across properties that they couldn't list because they didn't have any equity in them, or you know, they had, so for some odd reason, you know, they couldn't list it because they couldn't get a commission out of it, to give me a call. And I also went to wholesalers, and wholesalers throw away a lot of leads that they can't work with because they don't have equity in them and the seller won't take their low number. So they throw a lot of leads out that you can turn into lease options. So I went to them, and between the realtors and the wholesalers, they started sending me leads. And I started putting deals together. Joe, this was all done on the internet, by email, and phone, telephone. So it cost me virtually, you know, zero to do it, just time.
After 6 months, where were you at?
Well, in 6 months, I was back on my feet. The first deal I got was from a realtor. It was a deal where I'm trying to remember the exact problem they had with the house, but they couldn't get it sold for some reason. And what it was with the realtor, they had to sell this old house in order for them to buy the new one, which the realtor was taking care of. He was working the deal with the new home. He had to get the old one under contract of some sort in order to do that. So he called me and we did a lease option on it, and that showed that there was income, so the bank would lend them the money to go ahead and get their new house. That's how that came about. And 6 months later, I wasn't back into six figures yet, but I was back on my feet, and put it to you that way.
Joe, is there anything else that you want to mention to the Best Ever listeners, specifically as it relates to going broke and dealing with it, the lessons you've learned, and then coming back?
I think that the big lesson that I learned anyway is that, number one, you don't ever give up. You know, one of the things I find out there is that, you know, I'm not a youngster, okay? I've been around a long time. And what people tend to do out there is confuse opportunity with hard work. And that's all it really takes today, particularly in real estate, in the creative real estate niche, because as I say, there's an awful lot you can do with no credit and with no cash. I mean, I did it. I had $800, and that was to live on. And I was able to, you know, get things back under control within about 4 or 5 months, because it takes a little time for a deal to close, obviously, from the time you get them. But the point was that I knew it was out there. I knew that real estate always works, and that if you worked it properly, that you had the ability to do it through the internet and over the phone, and all you had to do was keep after it. And that's what I did. Too many people give up too quickly. And so what I would tell you is, whether you went broke like me, or you want to get out from under your job, or whatever it is that you want to do, is I'll recommend find a good mentor, because that's what I do. I take care of people like that, and I had mentors, and they'll get you there quicker, much quicker than you trying to figure it out. But whatever you do, just don't give up. I mean, I know that sounds very cliche-ish, but that's really what it takes. You just can't give up. You just got to keep going.
Well, Joe, thank you so much. This was, I've been taking notes along the way, and that was one of the takeaways that I got from it, as well as real estate works all the time if you buy right. That's the second takeaway that I got from this conversation. I know it intellectually, but hearing you say real estate works all the time, and I by the way, added "if you buy it right" on there.
Right. Well, that's very statement. True. That's absolutely true.
And then the third thing is that you don't put your future in anybody else's hands. That's another lesson that you learned. And then the fourth is you only go into things that you know. So those four lessons are incredibly valuable. Thank you so much for being on the show again. I hope you have a best ever weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Same to you, and I hope, you know, your listeners get a little something out of all this.
Do you need more leads for your real estate business, and do you need a platform to help you get those leads? Well, Danny Johnson, previous Best Ever Guest, episode 294, has exactly the solution for you, Best Ever listeners. Go to leadpropeller.com, and that's going to help you, well, get more leads. He's got a website service that you can sign up for. It's a money-back guarantee for the first 30 days, so no risk involved. Leadpropeller.com. You can also click the link in the show notes page, and that will take you right there.